back for the second half of the legislative session. One of the issues that's been talked about a lot on a national basis, but as well here in Missouri, and that's the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. And Senate passing this week, Senate Joint Resolution 14, which talks a lot about that.
Senator Schaefer had the Joint Resolution 14, which basically will allow you as a voter of the state of Missouri to put in the Constitution your right to bear arms. And we think this is an important step against what's coming out of Washington, D.C., and we think this will be huge to put it out where you can vote on this and we get it in our Constitution.
It would seem strange, I would think, on the surface that something like this would have to be deemed necessary, but considering what's happening in D.C. these days, we have to reinstate to what a lot of people is the obvious, and that's what's in the Constitution.
It is, and of course, it's in our federal Constitution, but we just need to, like you said, restate what is in, put this in the state Constitution and let Washington, D.C. know that we're going to fight this with every effort that we, anything we can do to fight this, and we need everything we can get. So we're asking citizens to help us be up to them to pass it.
Along the same lines of what seems to be coming from the federal government, we're learning even more about the Department of Revenue here in Missouri and what they may or may not be doing with information about people when they renew driver's licenses or get a non-driver's license even or their concealed carry permit.
I know our phones are going to be ringing off the wall because all these new machines have to be installed by Department of Revenue, I think, before the end of April, according to them. But we are not giving up on it here in the Senate. Senator Schaefer, head of the Budget Committee, has requested subpoenaed records from the Department of Revenue, and today he came out with some new information that Department of Revenue, when they go in and install this new equipment, is taking the old equipment, which is state property. They're taking it and trading it in or giving it to this company out of Georgia, who then is destroying it. And we're viewing it as a way to make sure if we override what they're doing, they're going to come back to us and say, oops, we don't have the equipment to do it. We're going to have to go ahead and use this new equipment, or we're going to have a couple $1 million to buy new equipment. And we're not going to idly stand by and let that happen.
The Senate issuing subpoena power for the Appropriations Committee as well. This could come into play, I would think, sooner than later.
Yes, they have until, I think, 4:45 Tuesday to submit these documents. And the feeling of the senator is that they're not going to submit them, just ignore the subpoena, which is going to get them in trouble, or they're going to just flood us with documents and require an incredible staff to review these. But we will do whatever is necessary to make sure that we protect citizens' rights.
What can be done at this stage? We hear subpoena power. We hear all these things that are happening now. And apparently these department heads are being told it's the legislature's fault. When people call their legislator, they're hearing it's being done by the department. What ultimately comes of this crusade, especially now that subpoenas could be a part of it?
That's yet to be seen what we can ultimately, what the outcome is finally going to be. The state, I know, or in the Senate, and I'm sure in the House, we're going to make sure they know this is against the law for them to do that. I would suspect petition Attorney General to file charges against the Department, Brian Long, who's the Director of Department of Revenue. The House cut their budget. The House budget came over this week or is on its way over the Senate. They cut their budget like $150,000. I think you'll see a whole lot bigger cuts in their budget here in the Senate. I don't think Senator Schaefer is going to play games. I think he's just going to go for the throat and just make drastic cuts in their budget to really get their attention.